You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. Spider-Man No Way Home spoiler review. This movie was, this is a bold statement. This movie, in my opinion, is better than Endgame. This movie, in my opinion, is the best Spider-Man movie. This movie, in my opinion, makes it, you leave the theater in shock because of how good it is. The trailers do not deliver on how good the movie actually is. And man, I cried 3 times in this movie. And I teared up 5 times. And that's not a joke. That's like, I'm being so serious. And there was so many emotions in this movie. There was okay, I'll just get to the opening and then I'll get to everything else. But this was a great movie. The opening was great. It starts right when Mysterio reveals his identity. And you start seeing how his life gets messed up. And then eventually, Peter runs into Matt Murdock, who clears up his name. And every time these characters pop, these like really important, really hyped up characters pop up on screen, my audience, including me, went nuts. Because it's just like so surreal to see now characters from previous movies were in the MCU at some point, which from the same rate, it was really just a lot. But yes, Matt Murdock was in this movie. He was Peter's lawyer and he showed up for maybe a few minutes, but it hints that he is Daredevil. The fact that we know that Kingpin is here and now Daredevil is here, it does make you wonder who else is here and all that other stuff. But this movie does deal with consequences a lot. It's weird. This is a spoiler review, but I'm also trying to do it in like an order where I get to certain things and I'm not jumping around. But yes, this movie deals with consequences heavy. Bless you. Thank you. Oh. Yeah, I just did that. It deals with consequences heavy. The Doc Ock fight is way longer and way more action-packed than you think. Green Goblin shows up, but he doesn't really do anything. Strange catches the lizard. Electro, the mini Electro fight when Tom Holland's Peter Parker first meets Electro is actually really good. Sandman's there. He captures them and Electro's honestly the funniest person. Electro and Ned are the funniest. Electro, Ned, and Andrew are the funniest people in this movie. But then I like how there's a scene in the final battle where Electro actually mentions, man, you're not black, when he sees Spider-Man's face like unmasked. And he goes, man, I really wish there's a universe where Spider-Man is black. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, I see what they did there. They hinted at Miles. The visuals are amazing for everything. The battles, the CGI characters, the effects in the mirror dimension with the battle between, with the fight between Strange and Spider-Man. And like I said, it's emotional. Aunt May dies by Green Goblin. And this vaguely reminds me of the game, and I'm gonna tell you why furthermore later in this very much reminds me of the game, the movie. Green Goblin was insane. He was more sinister in this. Like this guy was more insidious in this. Like it was actually scary. Toby and Andrew did great. Toby kind of reminded me of the older Peter in Into the Spider-Verse, which I'm glad that they went with that. Andrew looked like he actually just gotten, like, it's like almost like a few months after Amazing Spider-Man 2 when he pops in. But I like that too. The final battle was great. The shots that were there were great. The ending. See, the ending shows Peter in a new suit and he's in an apartment, and Strange had wiped everyone's mind completely. He did the spell again and he wiped everyone's mind completely. And that actually gives Peter a fresh start. He's in like a more comic book accurate suit. I like that his symbol is bigger. It looks like his suit, he took inspiration heavy from Toby and Andrew, which I really liked. He's in an apartment and it's very much like the intro to the game. The ending is very much like the intro to the Spider-Man PS4 game, which I really like. It looks like in the new trilogy, he's gonna, like, this is gonna sound weird, but it almost seems as if now his story is really starting, like, for him. And the post-credits scene, this was a masterpiece. Not even just in like superhero genres, but like movies, this was a masterpiece. There's two post-credit scenes. One is Venom. What was the other one? Okay, yeah. The other one was, it was actually a teaser for Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. But the Venom teaser is basically Venom. And I was a little disappointed that he ended up getting, like, he barely met Tom and then he went back into his universe. But he left the Venom left a little, like, drop of himself, and you see it moving, and then the post-credit scene cuts, and that just lets you know that eventually Peter's gonna get the symbiote, he's gonna get the black suit, and I'm excited because they show that Spider-Man still has a future in the MCU, and it's a bright one. And I guess now, like I said earlier, it seems as if his story will actually be starting. But I wish whoever was listening now, I really wish you could have seen and heard my audience reaction. We were all just on one accord about everything we saw. We were so hyped. It was a moment of awe. It was a great moment. And if you haven't seen Spider-Man No Way Home yet, it is out now. Go watch it and grab yourself some candy or popcorn with it, because this is a ride. If you enjoyed this episode or something resonated with you, or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button. Be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you and have a great day.